This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Sagar Magani reports.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Some of the Democrats prosecuting the case in the Senate reacted to President Trump's lawyers starting their impeachment defense by insisting they made the call for witnesses and to review documents. New York's Gerald Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, said the argument made by the president's defense team that there should have been witnesses brought by now ignores that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing Congress as it tried to investigate. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of reported deaths from a viral outbreak in China has now risen to 54, with authorities in the hard-hit Hubei province on Sunday reporting 13 new fatalities and 323 new confirmed cases. The United States, meanwhile, is preparing to evacuate its diplomats and their families from Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 29, with more than 1,400 people injured. Charles de Ledesma of AP has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
4 people were killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site on Saturday and tried to eject protesters in southern cities. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has millions of supporters in Baghdad and the south, said that he would halt his involvement in anti-government unrest. Clashes then took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers near Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have been camped out for months. Boeing passed a milestone on Saturday, completing the maiden flight of the world's largest twin-engine jetliner, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with its European rival Airbus. The new plane will enter intercontinental service in 2021. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.